billion in it. To begin. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So, Akama,
Akama,
Sarvakama,
Sarvakama,
Vava, Mokshakama,
Mokshakama,
Udharadhi,
Udharadhi,
Ivrena,
Ivrena,
Bhakti Yogena,
Bhakti Yogena,
Yajeta,
Yajeta,
Gurusham,
Gurusham,
Param, Param. Akama sarva kama va.
Akama sarva kama va.
Moksha kama udaridhi.
Moksha kama udaridhi.
Yavrena bhakti yogena.
Yavrena bhakti yogena.
Yajeta purusham param.
Yajeta purusham param.
Akama sarva kama va.
Akama sarva kama va.
Moksha kama udaridhi.
Moksha kama udaridhi.
Ivrena bhakti yogena.
Ivrena bhakti yogena.
Yajeta purusham param.
Yajeta purusham param.
Akama sarva kama va.
Akama sarva kama va.
Mokshakama udharati.
Mokshakama udharati.
Ivrena bhakti yogena.
Ivrena bhakti yogena.
Yajeta purusham param.
Yajeta purusham param. Akama sarva kama va. Akama sarva kama va. Moksha kama udaradhi.
Devrena bhakti yogena. Yajeta purusha param.
Akama sarva kama va.
Akama sarva kama va.
Moksha kama udaradhi.
Moksha kama udaradhi.
Ivrena bhakti yogena.
Ivrena bhakti yogena.
Yajeta purusham param.
Yajeta purusham param.
Karma sarva karma va.
Akama sarva kama va.
Moksha kama udarada.
Moksha kama udaradi.
Trivena bhakti yogina.
Trivena bhakti yogena.
Yajeta purusham param.
Yajeta purusham param.
Akama.
Akama.
One who has transcended all material desires.
One who has transcended all material desires.
Sarvakama.
Sarvakama.
One who has the sum total of material desires.
One who has the sum total of material desires.
Either.
Either.
Mokshakama.
Mokshakama.
One who desires liberation.
One who desires liberation.
Udharati.
Udharati.
With broader intelligence.
Broader intelligence.
Ivrena. Great force.
Great force.
Bhakti yogena.
Bhakti yogena.
By devotional service to the Lord.
By devotional service to the Lord.
Yajeta.
Yajeta.
Should worship.
Should worship.
Purusham.
Purusham.
The Lord.
The Lord.
Param.
Param.
The Supreme Whole.
Supreme Whole.
Translation and purport of Rashi.
Jai Shri Prabhupada.
The person who has broader intelligence, whether he be full of all material desire, without any material desire, or desiring liberation, must by all means worship the Supreme Whole and Personality of God. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is described in the Bhagavad Gita as Purushottama, for the Supreme Personality. It is he only who can award liberation to the impersonalists by absorbing such aspirants in the Brahma-jyoti, Adi Veda Lord. The Brahma-jyoti is not separate from the Lord as the glowing sun ray is not independent from the sun disk. Therefore, one who desires to merge into the Supreme and Personal Brahma-jyoti must also worship the Lord by Bhakti Yoga and recommended to the Shiva Bhakti. Bhakti Yoga is especially stressed here as the means of all perfection. In the previous chapters, it has been stated that Bhakti Yoga is the ultimate goal of both Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. In the same way, in this chapter, it is emphatically Bhakti Yoga is the ultimate goal of the different varieties of worship and the variety of different demands. Bhakti Yoga, thus being the supreme means of self-realization, is recommended here. Everyone must therefore seriously take up the method of Bhakti Yoga. Even though one aspires to material enjoyment or liberation from material bondage. A kama is one who has no material desire, a living being naturally being part of the partial supreme whole, purusham punam, has his natural function to serve the supreme being, just as the parts and parcels of the body or the limbs of the body are naturally meant to serve the complete body. Desireless means, therefore, not to be inert like a stone, but to be conscious of one's actual position and thus desire satisfaction only in the Supreme Lord. Srila Jiva Goswami explained this desirelessness as Bhajaniya Paramapurusha Sukha Matraswas Sukhatvam in his Sankara. This means that one should feel happy only by experiencing the happiness of the Supreme Lord. And become driven to accept the mascot. This intuition of living being is sometimes manifested even during the conditioned stage of a living being in the material world, and such intuition is expressed in the manner of altruism, philanthropy, socialism, communism, etc., by the undeveloped minds of less intelligent persons. In the mundane field, such an outlook of doing good to others in the form of society, community, family, country, humanity, is a partial manifestation of the same original feeling in which a living being finds happiness by the happiness of the Supreme Lord. But some people become happy with giving happiness to others in mundane reality. Not feeling good, they don't know the lady across the streets. So happy when they're across the street. So that's actually a partial manifestation of the take pleasure in making everything to which your family members and neighbors. And a plant. Take happiness and giving happiness to them. Partial manifestation of pure love. Such superb feeling is pure love of God, not the happiness. Such superb feelings were exhibited by the damsel of Vrindavani for the happiness of the Lord. The gopis love the Lord without any return, and this is the perfect exhibition of the kama spirit. Kama spirit, or the desire for one's own satisfaction, is fully exhibited in the material world, whereas the spirit of upkama is fully exhibited in the spiritual world. So there's the kama dimension and the upkama dimension. Thoughts of becoming one with the Lord or being merged in the Brahma-jyoti can also be exhibitions of kama spirit if they are desires of one's own satisfaction. Give the body his non-mind liberation so that he may relieve the miseries of life. Doesn't mind. Even without so-called liberation, the pure devotee is aspirant to the satisfaction of the Lord. In other words, the pure devotee thinks, Krishna, everyone, I don't care. You want to put me in hell, I don't mind. Hell or heaven doesn't matter to me. So, that means pastime of Krishna and Tadik. Krishna and Tadik. Easy. Very good. Krishna had headed, and he sent his messenger and he would be destined to be my friend. So, first he went to the messenger and he said, smart about him. He thought they were smarter. Smart to cook up, smarter. He was a rule of the nation. We're not so much into the rule of the nation. Even when I got to the mosque, his rule of the regulation is not. He said he was written to pacify him, smite him, and calm him down. Not the way to follow all the rules and regulations of God. To go crazy. A huge ton of rules and regulations. We have to solve the problem. So, anyway, and that's what they want to be smart about the news. And they need us from Krishna and the feet. Krishna's heaven, go to hell. We, our foot that goes in Krishna's head, surely we can go to hell. So then he went to the yogi. He dabbled the brother Bhumi. I need the dust in Krishna. Krishna's head. Krishna's head. Aren't you afraid of going to hell? You're a little surprised at the same time. Rules and regulations. You're a little surprised if you go to hell. Aren't you afraid of going to hell? So, this way, you have to understand that the people that are living here. As long as he can please Krishna, as long as he can please his spiritual master, he can. I may want to do this, and then I don't care what I want. I don't want him to be happy and separate. I'm pleasing Krishna. It's lust. I'm not interested. It's kindness and karma. Let my only happiness be to be my good and Krishna. When it comes to that position, it's beyond the laws of nature. It's directly in contact with Krishna of the universe. He's liberated by the world. So we live this and we have to understand. We live with a good care for liberation that is a liberation. It doesn't need anything except to please Krishna. Simply because Krishna. Arjuna, even so-called without so-called liberation, so-called liberation. Going back and got it, that's so-called liberation. So-called liberation. Well, it is liberation. Before talking about the first one. It is liberation, I don't want to say it's not. But those who actually qualify to go back and got it, they're free from it. They're unconditional and unconditional. The qualification to go back to God is not the desire to go back to God. The desire to be Krishna. Of course, in the beginning, you can desire to go back to God. It's okay. You need to. When Peter ain't writing a song, you need to come. That helps us to come to my mood. I read somewhere that's the most goodness. Desire to get out of the material world. It's a good desire. It helps us to be free and compassionate. But when you come to a higher platform, And that's a good thing. That is bad. When you tell this one, the better Krishna wants him to do it. So anyway, influenced by the karma spirit, Arjuna declined to fight in the Kurukshetra battlefield because he wanted to save his brother through his own satisfaction. That's called karma, lust. Arjuna was lusty. Karma spirit, for my satisfaction, I want to spare my. As Sri Gananda said, we get invited. And who will I invite over to the palace on the weekend? If I kill all my relatives, what happens to my social life? I don't have any social life. I can't kill them without any social life. So that's common. But being a pure devotee, he agreed to fight on the instruction of the Lord because he came to the center of God. The satisfaction of the Lord, the cause of his own satisfaction, is his prime. Thus it became a calm. That is a perfect state. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. But I don't want to. It's using this foolish. But it's Krishna. I own my own. It's a foolish thing, I think. There's a whole planning of living in Florida and things like that. And it just so happened that Prabhupada at that time was coming to Chicago for the whole time. And that is so stupid. I want to be in the field. And I stayed back. I couldn't find it. I'm just a stupid sentiment. I wanted to stay back. And you know, my father told me. He said, son, why don't you do something? For society, like a job at the hospital. I stayed back for very long. They did that. Oh. Of course, teaching their parents is okay, but you know, not when you have a chance to go to Prabhupada. You know, really, Gaudiya means money has a broader outlook. People who desire some material enjoyment worship small demigods. From our perspective here on the earth, we think the demigods are very, very big. Controlling the sun, the moon, controlling my bowel movement, controlling my energy, everything. All this self-big, powerful personality. Small demigods. They're a bunch of pipsqueaks. The pipsqueaks. Controlling the material, a bunch of pipsqueaks. People with desires for material enjoyment worship pipsqueaks. Pipsqueaks. It's a little pipsqueak. Pipsqueak. Yeah, pipsqueak. Pipsqueak. They worship the pipsqueak that they know. The small timers. They think they're big controllers. The small timers. And such intelligence is condemned in the Bhagavad Gita 7th. Ritha Gyan. The intelligence of one who has lost his senses. One cannot obtain any result from demigods without getting sanction from the Supreme Lord. Therefore, a person with a broad outlook can say that the ultimate authority is the Lord, even for material benefits. under the circumstances, one with a broader outlook. The Prabhupada is using this word rana. Three times in the paragraph, he's talking about a broader outlook. Prabhupada's really hanging on this term. Let's see if he does it again. Therefore, a person with a broader outlook can see that the ultimate clarity is already in the self-understanding. Circumstances, one with a broader outlook, even for the desire to achieve enjoyment, marvel liberation, can take the liberation of the world and remember. And everyone, whether a kama or sakama or moksha kama, should worship the Lord with great expediency. This implies that bhakti yoga may be perfectly administered without any mixture of karma and yoga. As the sun ray is very forceful and is therefore called tibra. Similarly, unmixed bhakti yoga, hearing, chanting, may be performed by one and all, regardless of inner motive. Tibraina. There's no Sanskrit word. And ana means good. I would say Krishnaina is with Krishna. Yogena is yoga. So we have to have Tibra Bhakti. There is a great force we have to have. Intensity. And Tibra Bhakti. Tibra Bhakti. In this way, great force, great power, great intensity. Great force. Sloka itself out, it must by all means. So in this way we have to intensify the consciousness. Even if you're a crazy fool who wants moksha or wants karma, still, you're better off if it's from the Krishna. The thief is quite terrible. He regularly wandered in that forest all alone. I thought you don't meet that little boy. He's so beautiful, son. Brothers is a huge animal. Even we take the jeep to go to Kami Mother, he's like, oh, my God, it's a huge animal. Can you imagine walking along the forest? Let me be kind of a stupid rascal. And so sure enough, they all, oh, Krishna, you have so many nice people. So Krishna playing role, being chastised with the boy of the shoulder monkey. Oh, my brother can scold me. Okay. temple with him. He became purified by the temple with him. Focus on Krishna. He didn't be observing him. The intensity of his absorption in Krishna consciousness in order to purify him. So he became a devotee. So when you become a devotee, then Krishna will come to support him to you. He comes supporting him, that's why Arjuna becomes, Krishna becomes a charioteer of Arjuna. He becomes the chastised kid that just showed him up and running away. My mother just said, open your mouth. He must open his mouth. Open your mouth, Krishna. He beautifully opened his mouth. My mother said, yes. No matter your order, you tell me to open my mouth, I must open my mouth. And this, those devotees, this position of being able to become superior to Krishna, you deserve only the spotless devotees. Anyone has any even slight change in the desire to enjoy Sattva-Rupa and Krishna and live in the world of Krishna. But those who are absolutely true and have no desire to enjoy anybody who is subtly, 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 actually, Krishna doesn't like to be known as Krishna. Sometimes Krishna becomes disgusted. Everybody's bowing down to me, worshiping me, gets tired, disgusted. Isn't there somebody who can scold me? All your glory, Krishna. Nobody tells you how to ask him. So that's why those devotees, they are given such an honor position. They can scold Krishna, so we can ask him. So, anyway. We have a few minutes left. Maybe there's some questions. Debbie, you have any questions? No? No questions? Okay. Questions?
In the verse, it says that if one has broader intelligence, even if he has all material desires, he should worship Krishna. How can one have broad intelligence and have all material desires?
I have the answer to that. It's not perfectly broad intelligence, but it is broader intelligence. Mm-hmm. One has, it's not the perfection of intelligence. Let's say somebody has a desire for a lot of money, so they think, let me work hard, let me do or, you know, or rob a bank. That's getting he's a little more intelligent, let me worship the demigod. He has broader intelligence, let me worship Krishna. He has the broadest intelligence, you give up. But it is broader intelligence from worshiping the demigod, or by worshiping some politician, or by worshiping, you know, his company. They practically become devotees of their company. I was actually shocked many years ago when I got married. He was a temple authority, said the house owner should get jobs and work. So I had taken some training and I went out to get employed, to a job search. And I went to a company, it's still around, it's a famous company called EDS, company of Ross Perot, a consulting company. I went over to EDS for a job and one of the ladies there, the team, she was talking, they had different headquarters of EDS in different parts of the country. Of course, I've heard later on the very intense meaning of to say if your job, if your marriage is getting in the way of your job, you sin. And that's new. So the job is everything. This lady was talking about working, they just work like totally dedicated to the job of God. And this lady was talking about one center somewhere on the East Coast where she was working. And she had this gleam in her eyes. This gleam in her eyes. Working in this sweat, later on I learned they're called sweatshops. Every place they work you like in the animal, they're called sweatshops. But in the end, the Dr. Bella should be in the sweatshop. I was shocked to see that my whole life is simply working. She was a devotee of BDS. Yeah. She was a devotee of BDS. And Ross Perot was her demigod. And she was a devotee of BDS. And I don't know. Really, actually, in my cell, I had Bhakti Vedanta on my resume. But the manager said, oh, well, tell me from India, that means you won't work hard. You're not aggressive, so. You wouldn't be aggressive. Anything of Gandhi, non-violent, non-cooperation. Actually, I could have sued him. Executive in the basic
condition. He's not
later.
Huh? He's
not later.
I could have done this.
Yeah, but I didn't have a lot of. I learned sometimes I know I think it's too late. I didn't want to work there anyway, it wasn't worth it. But they were discriminating against me, illegally discriminating against me, but you shouldn't have said that. So anyway, that's a very foolish thing. You're totally dedicated to some, it's realistic. Business and corporation, and I'm joking, IBM, Apple computers, somebody sold out. They want you to tell me it's stupid. Because they can fire you. My father was totally dedicated to Demas Brothers Bank Company. He was so dedicated that the family moved to Houston. They put him in another, before he got bought a house, and they put him in a hotel. He was in the area. Family was still in St. Louis. And he said, no, I'll just stay. I'll save the company tomorrow. I'll just save the vines. I'll just save the company tomorrow. He was so dedicated to the company. He did austerity above and beyond the call of duty just to help the company. That's how dedicated he was. One day,
your daddy only stayed in the YMCA, but recently we just saw that one in Estonia, devotee, Bhakta, he is so dedicated to his, took the loan of 20,000 euros, and the company is gone dead, and he doesn't know how to pay the debt.
He loaned his company 20,000 euros, and the company went in. To help his company, he borrowed 20,000 years to help his company. He came in the night, 20,000. He was in debt 20,000 years if he had no way to pay. He said he lived a whole life in recovering to his interest. Yeah, but that situation. So, this is called less intelligent. So, demigod worship is more intelligent than worshiping some company or some worshiping Stephen Jobs and everything. That's very low intelligence. Worshiping demigods a little more intelligent. At least they have some very powerful position and not going to lose their job. Their corporation won't go under. Demigods are the more intelligent than you worship. But it's more intelligent to worship Krishna to get to retire and full of broad intelligence.
Devotees have these material desires to become richer so they can serve God. Krishna. It's like that. Ambarish should give up and go away. But he knows what Prabhupada desires. Because Ambarish, he can live and take a share and get out of it, but he keeps that. Because he has a broader intelligence.
Well,
that
Prabhupada wanted to use his wealth.
Yeah.
He's not to give up.
So he has a broader intelligence and he is using his own material opportunity.
Yeah, whatever talent ability you have, you can sing, think of Krishna, you can dance for Krishna, you can write for Krishna, you can cook for Krishna, you can preach for Krishna. Whatever talent ability you have, you want to give it up, use it in Krishna's service.
But that doesn't mean that if you don't have this talent, then of course I like it, so I'm going to go out and work hard. Just like you said, money is nice to sing, but if I don't have that talent, but I like to sing, so I'm going to go and learn the vocals.
Learn the vocals.
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 That is material desire.
Yeah, I wonder if he actually played the guitar, and but he wanted to learn to play the sitar. He already knew how to play guitar, but he wanted to. And he goes, Prabhupada, I'd like to learn how to play sitar. He already knew how to play guitar. Just play the guitar. Why do you want to learn sitar? You already know guitar. Just play the guitar, Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada was very kind. He said, okay, you will. My best advice is just play the guitar. You already know that. Don't bother learning the guitar. Just play the guitar. But then Papa was so kind. He said, "Brother, you want to play the guitar? Here's where you can order the guitar."
Wow.
Papa was great. Concession.
That's a concession. Yeah. Just like Yamuna. Yamuna was also singing very well. Mm. And she said that she wanted to do something in Prabhupada said,
Jamuna turned down the opportunity.
Yes.
George loved Jamuna's voice. In fact, George used to go incognito in some gatherings where like the hippies would gather and the devotees would go into the kirtan. George would go there incognito and relish Jamuna's kirtan. And he offered to make her a superstar.
I don't know that he was, I cannot say it, but George's first meeting with the devotees was Shamasundar.
Mm. You don't know, you have to read Yogeshwar. He hadn't met with them, he hadn't connected.
Why he was searching?
You can ask her.
This is sometimes I'm just wondering that when the devotees write certain things, I don't know how factual they are.
Okay. You can be doubtful if you want and different
things. No, I'm not doubtful. I'm just saying this one devotee says this way, another devotee says that way.
I can very easily match the story because George kept himself aloof at that time. He didn't go and introduce himself. He wanted to meet the devotees and it didn't happen. This is all speculation.
I'm questioning. I'm questioning. What? If he was hearing, you're not recording all these things, it's not necessary. If he was hearing, then why he was searching?
Why not?
Why he was searching for the devotee? If he was hearing incognito.
That's an interesting question. You can ask George in the same spiritual realm. All we can do is speculate, we cannot know.
No,
okay.
I'm questioning.
Okay,
I'm
but I don't have the answer.
Okay.
You ask me the question, the answer
I'm
is,
not speculating.
I can't tell you why, if in fact George was hearing the kirtan, which is reported that he was, he must have told the devotees later on he was doing that, otherwise how they can write the book. But anyway. I have another question.
But he
told Shamasundar
said,
"I mean,
where are you?
You're saying it appears contradictory. I understand your point. So maybe we're getting some misinformation from somebody, or maybe something else. Maybe it's misinformation, maybe it's not misinformation. Okay? We have 7 minutes left.
Yes, okay. I believe it's in the Christian book, I believe it's in the chapter entitled Ceremonial Sacrifices by Vasudev. In that chapter, I have recently read, I was absolutely shocked. Prabhupada wrote, if you want strength, you should worship the inhabitants of Petraloka. I was
if you want what?
Strength.
Strength, okay. Yeah, so this is, these instructions are for materialists, not for devotees.
Is that because they are great devotees?
Why do you get strength from worshiping the inhabitants of Vichy Loka? Is that the question?
The question is, I was very shocked because we've been taught never to worship the demigods, but
you, let me explain something to you. You have missed this. The last few verses have all been, if you want to worship this, you worship this. These are instructions for materialists to get them on a little bit higher platform than just worshiping some person in the earth. That's a midway position. That's recommended to people who are not intelligent enough to understand they have to give up all the materialists. And they're not intelligent enough to worship the Supreme Lord against the materialists. That's those instructions for those less caliber people, less intelligent people, at least bring them a little bit closer, one step closer to Krishna. Because I was explaining my lecture, instead of worshiping, you know, IBM Corporation, whatever, to get some money in a month, it's a little more intelligent to worship demigod. That's a little more intelligent. More intelligent to worship the Supreme Lord to get involved in that. You perfection of intelligence and you give up all material desires and you meditate Krishna. So you will find such things sometimes mentioned in Vedic literature. So that's less intelligent people, not the best. Okay?
So, my question is,
right?
Those who have taken to devotional service, yet sometimes they worship their demigods. What is their position?
Who worships demigods?
The devotees? But
they cannot be Krishna. Yes, we see sometimes devotees do worship demigods. That can be done if it's for the purpose of Krishna's service. Some devotees worship in God's happy done to be Krishna their husband. Although we're not recommended to do that because we're not here enough to do that kind of stuff. The devotees were worshiping God's happy done to be Krishna their husband. We're so contaminated that we're not able to do that. We should not even think of worshiping demigods. Even it is stated that in the nectar of devotion, one should worship Ganesh to remove all impediments. He's the mover of impediments. So one can worship Ganesh and remove the impediments of pure bhakti. So that's stated in the nectar of devotion. But Prabhupada was asked no better. He said, if you worship Ganesh, you can give me something like $10,000 a month, and then you can worship Ganesh. Otherwise, you know. So, Prabhupada, when it came to the practical aspect, Prabhupada didn't want to do it. We're not able to do it properly. Even though it's stated, we're so polluted. Of course, we could always chant the Ganesha mantra, which is worshiping Krishna. That mantra will remove impediments. Because you're worshiping Krishna. If one has an inclination to worship Ganesha, you get an impediment in the group. Just worship, chant that mantra. And you definitely get your impediments in the group. And then Krishna appears. So, any other questions? We got about 2 or 3 minutes. Yeah.
If someone who's doing altruism helps a devotee, but he doesn't think that I'm helping God.
You have to benefit of bhakti. So engaging people and helping, even sometimes when we're traveling, somebody goes out of their way. Even like a flood thing, they go out of their way to do what they not normally do to help the living. Okay, one letter is a good question.
Yes, in time, place, and circumstance with preaching, I have two people I'm wondering about. My helper, when will I know I can go forward more with her? She's to the point that she accepts that Krishna is God.
That's for you to see by trial and error. You can make it, we're trying to make everyone in the room. They open up, making it fun. It's like this girl came the other day, Mary, just as a student from the journalism class, and she ended up taking the opposite from the Bhagavad Gita. You see, so you have to, you try your best, but you don't want to push them too far that they can make it. You try to take them all the way. Try to take every person all the way to people. You have to be able to see how much they can handle. Not overwhelmed, but more than they can. More than they can, more than they can chew. But you try to give them a full play.
The other one is my therapist. He, for the first time since I've known him, after many, many months, when I said,
Jai. Very good. Okay, I'll stop here now.
Jai. Hari Hari Bol.